Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Good day, listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Hi, how you doing? It is the 26th of July, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at ya. Yeah, in around 5 minutes. You might remember yesterday and the end, finally, we're talking about 7-Eleven and drones. Well, Amazon will not be forgotten in the drone department, at least not in the UK anyways. That's because Amazon has teamed up with the British government to make drone delivery a reality. The new partnership, of course, will give the company a chance to test out its drones the way it can't do over in the United States. How stupid is that? The UK is going to allow Amazon to deploy beyond the line of sight tests in both rural and suburban areas. Completely different how it is in the US. Amazon can only fly drones if they're within the pilot's line of sight. It don't work good for package deliveries, does it? No. Although, of course, there is going to be some rules in effect. Test flights will be limited to an altitude of 400 feet and aren't allowed to operate near airports. So that kind of makes sense. Other than that, if you're an Amazon Prime member and you start seeing going around, it might just be your package. The iPhone rumors just to keep a coming, don't they? And the latest rumor is the iPhone 7 won't even be called the iPhone 7. I know, how can that be? We're on the cycle for a 7 and a 7 Plus, right? Well, remember, next year's supposed to be a complete overhaul of the iPhone, so we may not be seeing that number just yet. According to a report from a German Apple blog, I'm not even going to pronounce this, so don't ask. The new phones will be branded iPhone 6 SE and iPhone 6 SE Plus. What the hell, Apple? According to the German blog in Google Translate, yeah, I can't read German. Since Apple's iPhone update will be so minor, in a lot of cases has been a little boring, why give it a number upgrade? Here's an idea why you give it a number upgrade, Apple. So you don't piss off a lot of customers. Guess we'll know more come September. Sure in the hell hope this rumor is wrong. Facebook is certainly becoming a hub of watching videos. Yes, even I find myself getting involved from time to time. I'm guilty. Yeah, I'm guilty. So much video watching, in fact, that Facebook wants to test a new feature, at least in India, that would enable users in that country to actually save video content. By the way, all of this information coming via Bloomberg. So why would you want the capability of being able to save that funny little dog video? Well, they say it will benefit the social network's users who suffer from poor network connections, which there happen to be a lot of in India. Personally, where this show is actually produced to here in the Philippines, there's a lot of bad connections here too. So we might see this feature here too. Who the hell knows? At the moment, the feature is only available for a very limited number of users in India right now, so don't look for this to be popping up in your region anytime soon. And finally, we have to go over to Russia and to Putin land now. Yes, it happens from time to time. And no, it's got nothing to do with DNC leaked documents from WikiLeaks, no. This has to do with Russia and Pokemon Go. Actually, it has more to do with Russia ripping off Pokemon Go. Moscow has launched a limited version of its No Moscow app. Basically, what this is a reality app for iOS and Android. And when you kind of pan around to do things, it looks very similar to Pokemon Go. But instead of hunting for Pokemon, users search for and capture important Russian historical figures. According to the Moscow Ministry of Information, Technologies, and Communications, they say the goal of the app is to attract attention to Moscow's rich cultural heritage using fashionable augmented reality technology, basically giving tourists and people that live in Moscow a reason to walk around more. Now, right now, this is not even a full version of No Moscow. In fact, the full version will be launching late next month. And in that version, characters will begin appearing in multiple addresses or may even be moved around, forcing users to search for him or her. Yeah, does that like Pokemon, doesn't it? They should rename this, though, I'm telling you.
Putimango. Yes, I think it's much better.
If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Trust me, if you got a weird story, we'll read it. It will appear on this show. In fact, this and finally, yeah, that was one of them. Don't forget to check out the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Get subscribed to the BTN podcast over there. Also, you can do the same thing at iTunes as well. All of the lovely BTN shows are there too. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Hey, and I don't mention it a whole lot, but check out our Facebook page. British Tech Network, it is, on Facebook. Always got something being posted up over there. And, of course, the BTN community over at our Slack room, britishtech.slack.com, the destination for a whole bunch of fun. The new show, of course, will be returning for your Hump Day Wednesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, I'm going to go around and hunt for Putin. And thank you very much for listening.